Welcome to C9 Self-Care Podcast. My name is C9. I'm a certified self-care coach, entrepreneur, and 9-to-5er. My mission is to teach you how to increase your self-awareness. I created C9 Self-Care for people who are prioritizing their self-care while balancing life. Join me as I discuss self-care tips and address self-awareness questions. Welcome back to C9 Self-Care Podcast. I'm your host, C9. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate y'all so, so much for tuning in. Y'all, this allergy season has put me under the bed. You can probably hear this, but I'm still a little nasally. I wasn't getting much sleep because of stuffy nose at night. Like, it would get really, really bad at night. I can't walk around outside without a mask on. I was rarely going out. I could barely sit out on my patio, which is my favorite part. I call it my C9 club, C9 cigar lounge. Y'all know I love my cigars. My workout started to become so trash, and the lack of sleep made me just unmotivated to do anything and everything. I had back-to-back sinus infections. It was crazy. I am feeling much better today and starting to feel like myself again. I even went to go work out. I took it easy. And I sat in the sauna for a little bit, which is my favorite part. Then I went to go wash my car. And the next thing on my to-do list after I record this episode is clean up my apartment. Because when everything is clean in your space, everything becomes so much clearer. I'm feeling good, y'all. I know it might not seem like that all the way, but I am definitely feeling good. And it's crazy how we don't be thankful for the most simpler things until it's gone or impaired. So be thankful for every little single thing. Today's mental health facts comes from Health News from NPR. Feeling burned out and looking for reasons to work less, a new study shows that working nights and volatile schedules in young adulthood can leave you vulnerable, depressed, and poor health in middle age. The research examined the work schedule and sleep patterns of more than 7,000 Americans interviewed over 3 decades, from the ages of 22 through 50. To the surprise of the study's author, NYU Silver School of Social Work professor Wen-Jun Han, I hope I'm saying that right, only 1/4 of the participants work exclusively traditional daytime hours. The remainder, 3/4 of the sample, of Americans worked born in the 1960s worked variable hours. Those with more volatile work schedules, including night hours and rotating shifts, reported less sleep and a greater likelihood of poor health and depression at age 50 than those with more stable schedules and daytime hours. You can find out more information about this by going to npr.org. Today's self-care tip is to prioritize yourself and give yourself permission to zone out for a little bit. Are you looking for permission to just turn your brain off with a movie or series? Here it is. Taking your attention and putting it on something else versus thinking about all the things that is going on in your life is a nice pause. No, you don't want to get sucked into episode after episode, but getting caught up in a narrative can give the busy brain a break. Those things will still be there, don't worry, but you'll have a reboot, so when you go back to them, you'll have a different perspective. Today's topic is about people pleasing. I'll discuss who they are, when did I learn I was one. I'll give 2 situations where I have had enough. How do you become one? And what can you do to stop being a people pleaser? So let's start off with, what is people pleasing? A people pleaser personality means a person feels a strong urge to please others even at their own expense. They may feel that their wants and needs do not matter or alter their personality around others. People pleasers is not a medical diagnosis or a personality trait. When did I learn that I was a people pleaser? When I would literally stop, no matter what I'm doing, I would stop what I'm doing to go help, or if it means staying out somewhere too late, even though I knew I should have left a long time ago, just in the long run, knowing that is going to be bad for me. You know, just overextending myself. There are times where I've gone to friends' houses and, you know, I'm trying to leave because I know that I have, let's just say, a dance class or something to be at. And I'm such a time person. If I know I'm supposed to be there at 5:30 and I'm at your house at 3, then I know I need to leave, especially with traffic. I need to leave at a certain time so that I can be there to get a certain, spot, or at least find a parking spot, be able to get, you know, to the class without having to just be in there rushing, get like a quick little stretch in. You know, like, this is stuff that I know on my backside, but on my friend's side, they'll be like, oh, can you just five more minutes? And then next thing you know, I'm rushing. And it's like, come on now. And then I would kick myself later to be like, I could have just been very firm and said, I'm leaving now, you know? So just constantly overextending myself and then kicking myself for it. So now let's get into these two stories where I just had enough. So the first one, it was a cousin's best friend's daughter. She was on her way to college or like high school, you know, prepping for college and stuff like that. And I told her, like, if you need help, just let me know. We're filling out applications, scholarships, all that kind of stuff. Just let me know. And so, you know, at the time I was, you know, living in Nashville, they were in Atlanta, and we had created a time and a day that I was going to come down there. So, of course, coming down there, it takes my money for gas money, making sure my oil changed, tire changed, you know, or tires rotated. So it takes money to get down there in the first place. It takes time and energy to get down there. And when I got down there, I was hitting her up at the time she's working at a theme park. And I was like, hey, you know, you're available. What's going on? And she was like, oh, when are you leaving? I'm like, well, because at this time, she's saying that she, I think she had work or she has something going on. And instead of telling me that ahead of time to where we could have rescheduled, because I was only going down there for the sole purpose of her, and to get down there, and she, to me, I feel like she played in my face. And I'm like, there's no way I did all of this just to get down here just to help you. And you really just set up your time. And there were no apologies with it. I was annoyed. I was sad. I was angry. I was just like, I can't believe yet again this has happened to me. And the final straw for me. So I will say this was my fault for overextending myself and my time, but it was for a great purpose. So I think it was 2016. I had just moved to Nashville. Well, technically Madison, if you're in the Nashville community. But I was living in Madison, and it was a church down the street that was doing like this big sister, big brother type of mentorship for people that dropped out of high school. They were working to get their GED. So I was like, okay, I can help and, you know, spend an hour or two throughout my week. But at the time, I was in school for aircraft maintenance, and we were in school for 7 hours from like 7:30 something in the morning to like 2:30. And from there, I would have to go home, and I had a small time frame for when I had to like go. I think I was working at the airport at that time. And I only probably had like 4 hours to like get sleep and then have to do an overnight shift working at airport ops. So it was just like, okay, cool. You don't really have time, but because this is a greater purpose, you know, you're just going to extend yourself, help somebody, and, you know, later on down the line, it'll come back around, right? So Got my mentee. Everything was cool. She lived literally down the street. And next thing you know, she started to come late to where it's messing up my time. And what else did she do? Or didn't show up, didn't tell me, didn't no type of communication. Or she'll have excuses. I don't like excuses, but she would have these excuses like, "Oh, I couldn't make it because I didn't have a ride." I'm like, "Girl, we live 2 minutes from each other. I don't mind picking you up. Like, we don't have to meet at the church. We can meet at like Burger King. Like, if you know the area, is it, you got the Burger King, you got the Walmart, the Pottery Barn, the church across the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, there were other routes that we could have took, and I just feel like she played with my time, and I was like, you know what? And so from that point on, I was like, I'm not gonna let anybody else play with my time. Only I can waste my time. And so I get really upset when I have things planned. I'm a planner. I get things planned, and then somebody don't communicate. Like, hey, I'm gonna be late. Like, you, y'all. It really chops my butt that you and a friend or you and somebody agree on a time. Let's just say 6 o'clock. So that means you're getting ready at least by 5:30, right? And depending on how far it is, you're already en route probably 15 minutes before. So you can make sure you're on time, right? At 6 o'clock. And then you have people that will tell you, like, literally at 6, hey, can we move it to 6:30? What? Like, you didn't think I wanted to, you know, to have the extra 30 minutes or hour or however long is delayed? It's like, come on now. Let's not do that. I agree that there are some things where you can't just plan. You have to pivot. I'm okay with that. And it's situational. But if we agree on the time, let's stick to it. So from there, I started to set boundaries of the purpose of my time, even when it makes others upset. If I don't have the mental capacity to help, then I don't. And I know that sounds so harsh, but if I can't do it, I just can't do it. So how do you stop being a people pleaser? Here are a few tips to help minimize people pleasing behavior. Set boundaries, set healthy boundaries, decide what you are willing to do and what you're not willing to do. Prioritize your needs, say no when necessary, practice self-compassion, because I know I can be real hard on myself. Start with small changes, avoid over-apologizing, embrace discomfort, seek support. Reflect on your progress and please stay true to yourself. And lastly, by understanding what drives people pleasing tendencies, you can start to address the underlying issues. So some people pleaser causes could be insecurity. Sometimes feeling unsure about ourselves can lead us to seek validation from other people. Past experiences, if you've ever received positive feedback or felt loved and accepted when you put others first, you might have learned to associate people pleasing with receiving affection and approval. Another one could be trying to be perfect. If you strive to be perfect in everything, it could spill over into your relationships. Trying to pursue perfection can drive you towards people pleasing behaviors. And I know this is going to punch a lot of people in the face, but low self-esteem, feeling low about yourself can be a big factor in people pleasing. If you don't value yourself, you might think your needs and opinions are less important than other people. And another one, I'll leave it at 5, fear of conflict. I know a lot of people don't like to, you know, make waves or don't want to make nobody mad. So we try to avoid speaking up for ourselves because we don't want nobody to be upset with us. It's time for self-awareness questions. I got time for two. So the first one is going to be in the career category. And it says, what are the positivities about my job? No, huh. It clearly says, what are the positives about my job? Can I read or can I not? Let's see. The positives. Well, I'll speak on one. The positive about my current job that I love is the amount of resources they have for career development and personal growth. I love that my supervisors, my managers, let's just say leadership in general, they really want you to do better. They really want you to grasp, and it's just the culture there. They don't gatekeep. If they can help you, they will. And if they can't, they'll give you somebody who could help you. That goes a long way. And I just have to thank God for this opportunity that I have, because I know everything that I'm doing now in the background, you know, that I don't speak about, only like a few people know like exactly what I'm doing there. And to just have the resources and the community of people that help you out and stuff, I'm just thankful to just have that opportunity. So this category is about family. It says, whom do I go to when I need advice? I would say my mom. My mom. I love that woman. I love her, love her, love her. She's not only just a mom, she's also a friend. Yeah, I'm about to cry. Oh my gosh. But I'm just thankful that I have her as a mom. And though as a woman, she's not perfect, but as my mom, I feel like she is. And she, when I go to her for advice, she's not going to sugarcoat anything. She going to let me have it. She going to tell me where I was wrong, why am I overthinking. She will let me have it. And also give me great advice. And I just appreciate that. Y'all, if y'all mothers are still here, or, you know, just call them today. Call them today. Let them know that you were thinking about them and that you love them. Because to have that mother-daughter relationship, man, it's rare. You know what, y'all? I got time for one more. And this category is for self. It says, what obstacles get in the way of my happiness? So this, I will count this as a bonus question. What obstacles get in the way of my happiness? If I'm honest, completely vulnerable, completely transparent, I would say me. I get in the way of myself. I am the obstacle. I am. Because for so long, I have allowed little things to throw me off track, and it shouldn't be that way. One small thing shouldn't be able to knock me so out of my element where it's hard to just get back up. Excuse me. The great thing is I have recognized it. And I have set a plan to, you know, be able to work on it. And it's more like a daily task, making sure I'm putting myself first and giving myself that compassion that I need. All right. If you are interested in downloading my 30-day journal that I created, head over to c9selfcare.org. That's c9selfcare.org for your copy today. Thank you for tuning in on this episode. I truly appreciate your participation. And please connect with me on TikTok and Instagram at c9selfcare. That's the letter C, number 9. Self-care, all one word. Until next time, bye.